they're pricey.
The shower boards are over $600
yeah,
a piece.
Yeah, for one.
For one, and there's hundreds in there. So I think it's something we need to look at.
Am I assuming wrong? Would this not come under our sales tax?
Should.
But, all right.
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Uh-huh.
City of Rockaway Beach funding agreement for Boys Camp Road subdivision sewer improvement engineering and design phase.
Morning.
Morning.
Morning. Morning. Welcome. Did you have a nice vacation?
Yeah, it was great. Good. It was great. You got to come back sometime. Don't you? That's all right. It's good to come back to take care. Okay, this is, as stated, it's the funding agreement request submitted by the City of Rockaway Beach in regards to the Boys Camp Road Subdivision Sanitary Sewer Improvements Project. The City of Rockaway Beach is requesting the approval, of a funding agreement specific to the City's Boys Camp Road Subdivision Sanitary Sewer Improvements Project engineering design phase. The amount being requested through this funding agreement is $32,500. This project was originally approved by the County Commission on December 22, 2014, but was later placed on hold due to easement acquisition issues and changes in city staff and leadership. The requested amount will cover the remaining cost incurred by the city to have Toth and Associates complete the engineering design plans, bid documents, and acquire the easements necessary to construct the project. The main focus of this project is to eliminate two antiquated lift stations that are a constant source of maintenance issues and expense to the city by replacing them with one modern lift station facility. This should simplify the city's system and further reduce future repair and replacement costs. This project will also include installation of a new 4-inch force main from the newly constructed lift station to the regional wastewater treatment plant, and 1,175 lineal feet of 8-inch gravity sewer collection line, which is necessary to facilitate the elimination of the two existing lift stations. There are also two individual grinder pump units serving residential properties that are maintained by the city that would be eliminated by the project. The city is requesting that the funding agreement remain active until July 31st, 2018, which according to the project engineer should provide sufficient time for the surveying and engineering design work to be completed along with easement acquisition and administrative approvals. The City of Rockaway Beach's Board of Aldermen approved the funding agreement on September 8, 2017. Three copies of this funding agreement were sent to an attorney representing the County Commission who has approved each copy as to form. This proposed project meets the criteria necessary in determining the project's eligibility for approval and funding through the Sewer Sales Tax Funding Agreement Program. Mr. Matt Miller with Dolphin Associates is here along with Jan Clark, who is the city clerk for City of Rockaway Beach, should you have any questions. As stated, this project was originally approved by the County Commission, and there was an easement issue by one property owner down there that was the linchpin of the whole project. And it's my understanding that that issue's been resolved, Matt. Is that correct?
Yes. The project's been redesigned to accommodate his issues.
Okay. And but as far as projects go, it's a good project for the city. I mean, these two lift stations are antiquated, to say the least. It's an environmental issue also. So it's a good project for the city, but this here, all we're discussing today, is just to finalize and finish the engineering work and acquire those easements, and at the end of the day have a set of design plans to go out for bid should the County Commission approve the next phase, which would be a construction funding agreement, which probably will be sometime in 2019. We're not looking at starting construction next year, but probably the year after. And this is a funding agreement request that we already had provided for in our budget approval for this year. The only thing with this is they're getting started a little later in the year, so this would wrap over into 18.
We have that letter.
Yeah.
John, do we have an estimate of the cost of the project?
And construction? 360?
Yeah, right.
There would be a request for that funding to come from the sewer sales tax. Which that would have to be presented at that time and see where the sewer district's at in their projects and what funding's available and final decision of the county commission.
I do have a letter dated July 21st, 2017 from Pat Keck. And she's reviewed the proposed terms of the above referenced intergovernmental funding agreement and believe that the project has detailed in the proposal meets the terms of the eligibility for the sewer sales tax reimbursement for design phase funding agreements.
I think I heard you say that it was in your budget of what they had sent to you already.
Yes, this, engineering and design for the improvements of the wastewater treatment facility and this project here was too that they had requested funding for. That was included in our amount that was set aside for this year.
What was the amount again? I'm trying to find it.
$32,500.
And have you already, all the dates and everything are pushed back to where we don't have to relook at this and have any amendments, change the dates and?
Yeah, what we did is we just,
July 31st, 2018.
Agreement.
Okay. Move to approve the intergovernmental agreement binding between Taney County and the City of Rockaway Beach for the Rockaway Beach Boys Camp Road Subdivision Sanitary Sewer Improvement Project in the amount of $32,500.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. MoDOT monthly update. I don't
see her.
I don't see her.
They're paving 65 South. It might have been a scheduling conflict, I don't know.
Bid recommendations for concrete deck weighbridge number 201707-382.
Yes, good morning. There's a typo on the actual bid number. Its correct number is 201708-382, which is for the concrete weighbridge, deck weighbridge. This bid was requested by Haines County Road and Bridge Highway Administrator Randy Hayes. It involves a project that HDR Engineering is working in accordance with us on. Excuse me. I released this bid on August the 19th. 2017, received information from HDR and Road and Bridge Department as to particular vendors that might be participating in this. Bid invitations were sent out, and from there on, I handed over some of the actual functions to Mr. Hayes and Mr. Heyer, and they had a mandatory pre-bid meeting that only one vendor participated in. And as such, that was the only bid response that I received in my office. We opened that response here in public the other morning, and those results were turned over to Road and Bridge and HDR for a full, thorough review. Request was made for us to make a recommendation here this morning, and then I'll turn it over to Mr. Hayes for that purpose.
Thank you.
Within my recommendation letter down there, there is a typo in that. I apologize for that. It's down there on the $90,124.95. After reviewing this bid, he also provided some options within the bid. And those options, including upgrading the existing scale to work with the new scale, and also some monitors that will set outside the building that when the public pulls onto the scale, they can actually read their weight right there. Right now, the current system reads it on the computer inside. They basically don't know what they weigh until Karen tells them and the net and everything. So I'm asking that we also include within the bid two options that he provided, option two and option three. And I'll read those options here in a second as soon as I get to them. Option two is remote outside displays with the cost for that. Right now, our inspectors that come and check our scales and test the weighting of it, a lot of places they do have them on most of the trucking places. You see scales, businesses, different things. We currently don't have that outside display, and I'd like to put that on there. That way the public sees that. Because we deal pretty much with public and commercial. So that's what option two covers, and we need two of those. And then the option three is replacing the existing, on the existing scale with the computer system. Also, we have to upgrade to operate new scale and old together. So with that cost, that puts it at $90,000. $124.95 for total cost.
Ron, did our bid request allow for that options
yes.
to
okay. yes.
Allow for the options to go in?
It might have been an issue if we'd have had five or six vendors responding, but these are the only guys that can do this apparently. I care about doing it.
Move to award bid number 201708-382. To precision scale and controls, to include options 2 and 3 for a total cost of $90,124.95.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Commissioner. Thank you. I have one quick question regarding the next step or next phase that I'm usually involved in. It involves a draft contract agreement to the vendor, and since HDR is represented here, I just want to clarify whether or not you guys want me to proceed with that basic two-page. Is that sufficient enough since it involves technical stuff like you guys? Will that work? Okay.
Yeah, because last time didn't we have to kind of go back and forth because there's some boilerplate language you guys had that we didn't want. Yeah. Just use yours.
This will work on that. I'll have you review it for submitted legally.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Amendment number 1 to professional services agreement for design of roundabout at Highway 160 and 76.
And Travis Heyer with HDR. You should have a contract amendment in front of you. This is for the roundabout down here at 76-160. MoDOT, originally we didn't have lighting including in the roundabout design, and MoDOT's requested we add lighting. So this is just a...
$9,948
amendment to add that design to the plans.
They want it, they're going to pay for it?
I think it's a cost share, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, cost share.
Yeah, and on that cost share, originally in the cost share agreement, there was $200,000 estimated for